Hello, tile friends. Welcome to another live recording of the podcast Tile Money. This is the podcast where we discuss all things the business of being a tile contractor. I appreciate you guys being here today. We've got another great interview today. We've got a little bit of a different format today. We're going round table style with Bart Bettega, Jim Olson, and Mark Heinlein, all from the NTCA. We're going to talk to them about their role within the NTCA. We're going to get into the history of the NTCA as well as tile, and also kind of their perspective. These guys are working with tile contractors every single day and for several years, many years now, some of them. And so I'm curious to know their perspective. And the fact that we have live audience members, this gives you the chance to also ask questions to either of these three or even myself. Ask any question you want as we go. What I'll do is I'll make sure to ask these questions, if not right away, towards the end of the discussion. I do have some questions myself. I'm looking forward to answering these guys. So before we bring them on, I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsors. First of all, the NTCA is a sponsor of Tile Money. I want to thank them for that. You know, within the NTCA, you can find and make friends with some of the nation's most professional tile contractors there are. You can go to the events and take part in the meetings that they hold annually or semi-annually, twice a year. And the NTCA can be your most valuable resource as a tile contractor today. The NTCA, since 1947, has been the voice of the tile contractor, and they are, training contractors nationwide, even during this pandemic. So that's pretty cool. They have a proven track record of training contractors to be successful in the field. So if you need to find out more about the NTCA, you can visit them at tile-assn.com, and I'll put a link in the show notes to find out more about what the NTCA can offer you. I want to thank Latercrete International. Latercrete is a company, it's a US-based company, United States, and they invented thinset. How cool is that? They have great family values. They stand behind their products. They're very innovative in the industry. They're doing major things. You can look into their latest grout. I'm wearing the hat, Spectralock 1, to just see how innovative they are. I also want to thank GoBoard. GoBoard is a lightweight waterproof tile backer from Johns Manville Company. GoBoard is very easy to cut just with a utility knife. It's easy to handle, easy to install. You can build waterproof shower assemblies with their product line. And we know time is money, don't we, friends? So GoBoard is designed to save you some time on your jobs and earn you more money. And I want to thank HappyTileGuy.com. HappyTileGuy.com is where you tile contractors can get a website built for you, designed for you by a tile contractor. All right, without further ado, let me bring on today's guests. We have Bart Bettega. Bart, how are you today?
I'm great, Luke. Thanks for having us, and thanks for what you're doing in our industry. Doing a great job.
Thank you. My pleasure. We've got Jim Olson from the NTCA. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing well, Luke. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having us here. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. And we've got Mark Heinlein.
Hey, everybody. Great to be here in podcast land, Luke. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
All right. And friends that are watching, we've got about 13 watching already live across the different platforms. So feel free to ask your questions to any of us and join in the discussion what we're talking about today. So one of my first questions, and we'll go, Bart is to my right, and then Mark, and then Jim. So let's start with Bart. My first question for you, Bart, is what is your role within the NTCA, and how has that role changed within 2020, the last 6 months, really?
Well, I think you said we had an hour. I could probably go for an hour.
Luke, all of us. Yeah.
I promise. I could spend a lot of time telling you what's changed in the last 6 months. I'm the executive director, Luke. I've been the executive director of the NTCA for almost 20 years. So I started in 2002. My background is the tile industry. I'm not from the association world. I'm over 35 years in the tile industry, came from distribution, was involved in the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association, and then found out about an opportunity to run the NTCA. My whole career has been working with and for tile contractors. And that's really what I kind of did for 19 years or 18 and a half years. I complained to Jim and Mark all the time that the last 6 months has been a whole different world. And to their credit, these two guys, as well as the rest of the staff, have done an incredible job of running the associations day to day while I've been involved in other things. And some of those things involve working with bankers on paycheck protection and trying to understand the implications and the impact of the coronavirus crisis, not just for NTCA as a 501c6 trade association, but also for our members. And then trying to disseminate that information and develop a portal on our website and put that information available out. Many, many members contacted us, worked with me on how to understand how to file paycheck protection, all of that for those first several months of the pandemic. Yeah. On top of that, coverings had to get canceled, and I was the chairman of the covering show. So behind the scenes, we were involved with all of that that was going on in New Orleans, as you can imagine. Do we cancel? When do we cancel? Do we have insurance? How do we file an insurance claim? And I'm involved in the board of directors with that. So I've been working with lawyers, insurance people, and bankers the last 6 months is my long-winded answer. And it hasn't been all that fun, but it's been necessary.
Yeah. Sounds like not a good time, like you say, but we appreciate that hard work you're putting in, Bart. And friends, if you need updates on some of the things Bart was talking about, you can go to their main website, tile-asn, and see the coronavirus updates and different member benefits.
Luke, we're still putting information there on a regular basis. It's a great point. Just as an example, they're still in Congress negotiating and fighting over more stimulus money available, and that's something that as our association, 501c6 trade association, still haven't been approved for paycheck protection. Just so people understand, a lot of our small contractors got money, and we did too, but we have not found out yet that we have loan forgiveness. We're still waiting and lobbying and involved in all of that. So that's all of that information we are keeping updated on the website.
Thanks. Yeah, we appreciate it. All right, Mark, same question to you. What is your role within the NTCA and how has that changed?
Well, Luke, it's great to be here again. And I am a very proud to be a staff member of the NTCA. I'm the training director, I'm a trainer, I'm a presenter. And what does all that mean? That means all sorts of different things. Like Bart said, we have a staff that is from the tile industry and extremely involved with every element of the tile industry. And we're very well connected, and we work with a lot of our sponsors and so many contractors. Like you said in your intro, we just love our connections with our members. And that is one of the great things that I get to do. Connect with our members, train with our members, help them to improve themselves, their understanding of their place in the industry. And one of the things I hope we get to talk about for today is technology, Luke, and all of the things that go with it. And so many of the things that we do at NTCA are technology-driven. Technology in the tile setting materials, in tile itself, and in technology like we're using here today. That's what we do at the NTCA. That's what I'm involved with Jim and Bart and Becky and Rob and Randy and Trish and all of the rest of the staff. We work together using technology to produce terrific training programs for the tile
industry.
How many
training programs, like last year, how many in the field training programs were you a part of yourself?
Well over 100.
100?
100, yes, well over 100. And I guess it depends on if we're talking 2020 or 2019.
I was talking like in an annual year, in 2019. Yeah.
In an annual year, well over 100, in the area of 130 to 140.
Yeah.
And when you consider that, that's across the United States, national, from Portland, Maine to San Diego, Seattle and Everett, Washington to Miami. Trinidad, and Tobago, down to the islands.
Yeah.
We cover the United States, and we cover it in person up close, in person, hands-on with people, and making those personal connections, being that connection for people to the, what I call the NFL of the tile industry. It's a tremendous responsibility and a great responsibility and a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. That is what I like about you, Mark. You're out there and you're interacting and you're having fun. I mean, that is what we should all be doing as much as possible. There's enough stress in the world right now. Let's go fishing. Jim.
I noticed people were making a comment. The only thing they see is you were catching trout.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a very big trout.
No, it was pretty small.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a newbie at trout.
All right.
It's all good stuff. We get to do a lot of terrific things all over the country. I meeting the people, that is the best part of being a trainer and a training director with the NTCA. It's all about the people.
Yeah.
We do get to have a little fun. We get to do things like visit the Santa Monica Pier and things like that, but still it's about the people. Yeah. And the people are incredible, Luke.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a great community. Mm-hmm. All right, Jim, what about yourself? What is your role within the NTCA and how has that changed this year?
Well, first of all, I definitely won't be as long-winded, but I do want to say two things. The camera must put at least 10 years on me. I don't know what the deal is. I don't look that old in real life. And you didn't tell me I had to have facial hair. I could have grown some facial hair for this program. Sorry about that.
Next, well,
I am the assistant executive director for the NTCA. And the first thing I want to say is my background's very similar to Bart. I was in distribution for years before I came to the NTCA, before Bart invited me to the NTCA. And I want to say there's a big difference working at a distributor, being a salesperson, and being in sales. You want to make money, right? You want to sell product. That's your big goal.
Right.
I came to the NTCA and all of a sudden I feel like I'm giving back. I'm giving back to this industry. I'm helping them in many ways. I'm in charge of Mark's training programs. I'm in charge of membership. And I'm pretty much involved in everything other than Bart's legal battles that he's dealing with right now. So,
thank God.
Yeah, you're right. Thank God. I'm really happy about that, by the way. What's really been important, though, is membership growth, finding ways to get out and spread our word through training, through marketing, through our all of our programs, conventions, letting people know that they actually have a voice out here, that they have a voice that they can come to and participate. And membership has been great, mainly because I think members are volunteering, they're getting involved, and those are the members that actually find the most at NTCA. I can't tell you how many new friends I have. Very close friends that have come from this industry, and in training is it's fun to see where we've gone from one trainer to we now have four trainers on the road along with Mark and Rob. We have contract labor. Scott Carruthers is on the road with us, and Randy Fleming is on the road from California, and they're fantastic. And as Mark said, technology has been so great because we've been buying cameras and technical equipment, and we are doing more videos and more training. And of course, COVID-19 made us change direction, right?
Right.
We went from in-person to we're doing virtual programs. And similar to what we're doing here, we do a virtual roundtable, which is great. We can sit and discuss with contractors all over the country what their concerns are, what's going on with them. So I fit kind of a niche. I try to raise money for the NTCA. I sell sponsorships, and this is the hardest year I've ever had to sell sponsorships because everybody's watching their budget. And but I don't mind saying I have no problem begging. I can beg for money with the best of them, and I do it. And we're very important to this industry. We really believe that, and I think we prove it. And we have so many partners out there that really don't make it hard to ask for their support. So yeah, that's what I do.
Very nice. Nice. Thank you for sharing. All right. Thank you. Let's go back to Bart. And Bart, when I was researching the NTCA and going over content, you know, at one point, you know, I was, you guys have a great video on YouTube. If my audience hasn't seen it, check out their YouTube channel. They've got a lot of great content, but one of the YouTube videos was about the history of the NTCA, and it's really enjoyable to watch. And since 1947, this trade organization has been around. And from my understanding, it was mainly, you know, started with the Southern United States, but now it's become the actual world's largest ceramic trade association. And like, you know, you mentioned earlier, it actually, you're doing things globally on a global level when you can. Now, what would you accredit to the NTCA's growth and success over the years?
Well, I first of all, I appreciate you bringing up that video because it probably needs to be updated because I think we developed it about 5 years ago and there's a lot new, better technology, yeah. Right,
to, sure.
to do it. But it was a fascinating project to work on. Luke, one thing that I would give some credit to for the success of NTCA has been the dedication and support of the board of directors of the association. And this is something I'm really, really proud of. But I'm just the fourth executive director of this association since 1947. So there was a contractor director for 11 years, then another director for about 15 years. And then my predecessor, Joe Tarver, ran the NTCA for 30 years. And now I'm at 19 years of the association. So stability is a big part of having a very good organization. And that doesn't start with the staff. That starts with the commitment from the contractors, which is the board of directors. I would say the best thing I could say is the NTCA now is somewhere near between 1,500 and 2,000 members. That number vacillates up and down, and we represent somewhere, when you look at subcontractors as well as employees, you know, is somewhere in that vicinity of, you know, 20,000-30,000 installers out there based upon those members that are here. A lot of that growth has happened in the last 10 years. And you can contribute that to a lot of things. The ability to communicate on the internet with email and on social media and connect with people outside of the old traditional way where we only could really make people aware of the association through our workshop program or at trade shows like coverings and surfaces at the time. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing I would say is It takes a commitment of the members, and we have an incredible group of volunteer board members, executive officers, five-star contractors, ambassadors, and just active members that meet Mark and Rob and Randy and the guys around the country and jump in and support us all throughout the year in all of our programs. And I would say the other thing is the biggest thing I could say is in 2008, Luke, if you recall, this economy went south in a hurry in 08 and 09. And the NTCA was no different. All of a sudden, we had 300 members who were really struggling and not re-signing up and all of that. And we had some great people that helped us develop the Partnering for Success program. That was a great idea, but we didn't really have a way to get that word out. And so this board, the board of directors in 08, made the commitment to hire an assistant executive director. The NTCA invested in a time when we were really struggling.
Wow.
And we brought Jim Olson in as assistant executive director. And we had one trainer. And a couple of years later, we made the decision to go to two trainers. And with Jim's work on membership and then investing in the trainers, we now have, you know, the trainers that have a contracting background. Jim and I have a distribution background. We hired Becky Serban to be a curriculum director and education coordinator. Becky came from Georgia Pacific, from a manufacturing background. Amber Fox, who we hired to run the five-star program, worked for her father. They're a five-star contractor. So Amber has a contracting background on the business side, not so much the technical side. So when you add all of that is, I would say, you know, a really competent staff from the tile industry. But the biggest thing is the members that talk to other members, the volunteer officers of this organization is the reason for the growth of the NTCA. Yeah. The staff works for them, but without their support and without their activity, all associations struggle unless they have active participation from their members. We've been very blessed to get that.
Yeah. I never understood that principle, Bart, until I got more involved myself with attending some of the, you know, like the annual meetings and so forth, and seeing really how the community inside the NTCA is really working together towards bettering the industry. And I do appreciate, you know, something you said, I really drove home with me. You said during the 2008, you know, financial crisis years, you decided, and thank you, you were taking the lead, I'm sure, in this, or had really good board members, to not scale back. So many times when we see, you know, I lived in, well, anyways, we won't go into those, my stories, but so many times we see people scaling back and they're like, oh, I can't spend, or now's the time to, you know, hold the money close to your chest. But instead, what you did was invest back into your people, invest back into the community. And as business owners, all of you contractors listening to this, you need to be of the same mindset. You know, when things get rocky, it's not a time to go hide. It is a time to put your best efforts forth and really take on that financial storm with, you know, a plan. And the plan is to go forth and further your efforts. And we saw that with various contractors. And I, you know, Ken Balin, he started his business during 2008. And he said he just went for it and he built a successful business. Many other tile contractors have done the same, and business owners. So take that advice, friends, and keep that in your mind, because when things get rocky, it might be the time when you actually invest into your business the most heavy.
Can I just add one thing to that? You said that very, very well. Sometimes I think desperation makes us make really good decisions, right? We really needed to make a change at the time in 2008. And we were lucky that we hired Jim, who was the right hire. So sometimes the right hire also is very, very important. But your point on having a plan, I would say with the coronavirus, the one thing I've really learned, we're no different than anybody else. There's thousands of associations that are really scrambling, because what are associations but communities of people? Yeah. We were trade shows, we're conventions, we're educational programs. All of that has been grounded. So we're having to recreate ourselves. You know, I know the word pivot is being used a lot as a pivot plan. We've got to, but it's really true. We have to all be ready to make changes. And as you said, contractors, we, you know, 2-year strategic plan thrown out the window, because the reality is we've got to make decisions that are going to impact us for the next 30 days or the next couple of months. So your advice to the contracting community here is very, very appropriate.
Thank you. Mark, same question to you. Do you have the question in front of you? Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you credit to the NTCA's growth and success? What are you seeing in the field?
You know, Bart did a great job of, you know, summing up the history of the NTCA. And what I see with this is that continuity, the continuity of the heritage since 1947, and our younger generations wanting to grab a piece of that, wanting to be a part of, again, what I call the NFL of the tile industry, wanting to reach for that higher level of professionalism by connecting with those that came before us, those that helped prepare the standards and the methods, the best practices that are the bedrock of terrific tile installations, for instance, and connect with that to improve themselves and elevate their reputation. Because, Luke, as you well know, so much is about marketing too, and NTCA helps marketing. When you touch your professional association, it really helps improve you in ways that you may not yet know, like you said, until you came in and saw the process of what really goes on. You don't know until you reach out and become involved. Mm-hmm. So I think what I've seen out on the road and since I've been involved with the NTCA is the excitement and the professionalism that drives people to become this member and continue that tradition, that generational tradition of excellence that we represent.
Nice. I like that. Jim, same question to you. Would somebody have a bell?
As long as I keep going last, I don't have to say a lot. I can guarantee you that. they have covered everything. I'm just going to go back to leadership. The growth of our association and where we are really comes down to leadership, whether it's staff or it's our executive committee or our board of directors. Our ambassadors are amazing. We have members that volunteer for committees. They're getting involved. Getting involved is a big thing. And Luke, you noted it as you learned a little bit more about NTCA and got more involved. You understand that there's so much more to it. There's the connection of contractor to contractor, becoming friends across the country. You know, you're in Florida, but you got friends in Utah. You have friends in Minnesota. You have friends all over. Friendship is, you know, we're finding out in COVID situation right now that we are social, right? We need to be together. It's hard. It's really hard right now when we can't give someone a hug, shake their hand, be in a room together with them. Man, that's what we're all about. To be honest with you, when we get through this, I think you're going to see the biggest growth. You're going to see people jumping out of their windows to come and events and be there and be involved with what we're doing. We have committees that we do, and the volunteers are amazing. We have a membership committee. We have a training and education committee. We have the best committee in the world for technical. We have a technical committee. We have about 30 volunteer contractors that work with volunteers from industry manufacturers that put together method, you know, help look at methods and standards, old ones, new ones, before it ever goes to TCNA handbook or the ANSI specifications. We're working on rewriting ANSI specifications. I mean, we do all of this with the tile installer in mind. That's what we do. That's what we're looking at, right? We want to make sure that our product, which is the best floor and wall covering and ceiling covering in the world, you can't put up anything better than tile and stone. And it's craftsmen that do this, right? It's artisans that are doing this. So the point is, you can look at a beautiful job from the outside and say, that's beautiful. But if it's not done right, if it's not installed the right way, that beautiful product becomes a problem. And we don't want that. We don't want problems at all. Mm-hmm. So we're here for the people. We're here for the people is how I see this. That's what we're all about. Yeah. So that's my little spiel.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and it is that way as well, friends. If you've never gotten involved with the NTCA, really, you know, and I know, like Jim, we're all like itching to get back together and shake each other's hands and you know, one day take off the mask. but really, you know, in Nashville at Total Solutions Plus last year, it was a beautiful thing because, am I saying it right? Is that your annual meeting that we had that one?
Total Solutions Plus is a conference that's now an industry conference that's put on by the CTDA distributors, the TCAA union contractors, NTCA, and the TCNA, the manufacturers. But we all have our annual, or many of us have our annual meetings as part of that. So yes, it is where we have our annual meeting.
This year it's going to be virtual.
Sure.
And we're going to do it in December. Is that correct?
Well, we'll have our annual meeting apart from Total Solutions Plus. We'll talk about that hopefully later.
I do have some questions about that. The point I was driving at is when I attended the annual meeting, that was my second one, just last year in 2019. It was really amazing because we were talking about the tile installation industry, of course, with a room full of seasoned contractors, but we also had a handful of guys who were, you know, 5 years and younger, you know, in their business. And this was their first annual meeting. And I don't know who it was. It could have been Bart, could have been somebody else who turned, you know, and you asked the audience for their participation. And these guys raised their hand and they were able to tell you from their perspective, their opinions on the question that was being addressed. And you you were taking minutes and notes and were able to receive the feedback from the contractors. And that is, you know, my answer to that question is the NTCA's, you know, reason for success and why it is so important, because it is actually, you know, I don't want to lobby. I don't want to do some of the things that, you know, Bart and Jim and Mark are doing, but it is important as an industry to have these people fighting for us on this level. And when they turn to you and say, well, what do you think? And you can raise your hand and say, well, here I am in Wichita, Kansas, or whatever. And these are my struggles. And this is what I'm doing. And this is how I perceive things. That is a powerful thing. And that is the way forward.
Luke, ECH is the voice of the title contractor.
It is.
Luke, if I could add one other thing that we might not have spent enough time on, but it's the associate member support of this organization, the manufacturers and the distributors in our industry that are members of NTCA that see the value of this community. Without that support, and you know this because you're working on also working with partners,
right.
But without that support, we can't do the things, we can't provide the value that we want to. And one of the biggest values I think that we've seen from annual meetings and trade shows is that we are able to sometimes connect our contractor members to the higher level functions of these installation material members, the manufacturers. And that connection has helped these contractors immeasurably over the years when they need help. If they may need to go beyond even a technical rep or beyond a regional rep, they've made connections nationally with these manufacturers that support us. And it's a big value. It's a big member benefit.
Right along with that also is, you know, I mentioned the ambassadors, Bart mentioned the ambassadors. They're not just contractors. It is manufacturers. They're out there representing our industry and promoting methods and standards and installing the correct way. And they are working hand in hand with tile contractors to push the message out there. It's very important to know they're right there with us, working with us.
We do have a question I'll take from the audience since we're on this subject. Is there a committee that is currently working on any kind of state or national regulations for tile setters?
No. It's a great question. I don't have a great answer other than to tell you it's every state has their own issues and it's very complex. Yeah. License requirements. Our industry is extremely unregulated, would be the best answer I could give. Mark might have a better opinion here, but it's a very unregulated industry, which is a segue to why I've always felt, and not just me, but many of our members have felt, that the CTEF, CTI certification program is so vital to this industry, because we have to police our own industry in order to add value to the credentials of a tile installer. Now, there's a lot of people who have opinions, do you need that or do you not? And I don't want to argue that in this platform, but to answer the question, it's almost impossible nationally to develop guidelines when each state controls their own regulations. California has a very good license requirement, the C54. There are some other license requirements in pockets in this country. Frankly, very few that really exist. Our guys are, it's the wild, wild west out there as far as tile, painting, carpet, wood, vinyl. None of those flooring categories have license requirements. And frankly, I don't have the staff or I don't see an avenue to follow to develop that other than to have our own certification that we can police and develop out there.
Yeah.
You know, Bart, you're exactly right. We are largely unregulated. Other states such as Michigan, I came up through the Michigan licensing requirement system, and it was fairly intense. A lot of business information and the trade information. So, you know, for me, it was tile and marble. Bart mentioned the CTI. The CTI is that element that isn't a training program. It is a test. It is serious. There's a written component and there's a hands-on component. And I have really like it when I hear other installers say, I still need to take my CTI. They see it. So many people understand it and get it and see it as that next level to a professional achievement. You know, when you go to school, you take your ACTs, you take your SATs, you take your certifications, you take your boards, right, for certain professions. For the tile installer, it begins with taking the CTI. And, you know, there are apprenticeships, there are journeyman, requirements for our trade as well. But the CTI is extremely valuable. It is highly respected. And I encourage any of our listeners to get in touch with me, get in touch with Jim or Bart, and we will help get you to that path towards being the CTI.
Yeah. Good.
Take that one step farther and make sure that that leads then to ACT, which is Advanced Certified Title and Scholar Program, which is more individualized on specific products and types of installations. So yeah. We're very involved with that. The NTCA promotes that heavily. So very important.
That's right. Jim, thanks for mentioning that. That's a full path, Luke, and we do want people to be aware of the ACT program.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Luke, that ACT program was developed by both the NTCA and the union contracting group. So this ACT program was a collaboration. It was one of the first of its kind where the union and the NTCA came together to develop that. And we really believe in it. We got some work to do. We want to be able to start certifying again into 2021. That's for sure.
Yeah. I want to play off of that a little bit, Luke and Bart. So one of the things we talked about, how we changed and how we grew, is working with the union. And it is a big step in our industry that we aren't fighting each other, that we're trying to work together for education and methods and standards and moving our industry forward. I don't know that we can say enough about how important that has been. You know, in regards to how we've grown and how we've worked with them hand in hand for ACT and training and even at take Total Solutions Plus. Total Solutions Plus started off as Total Solutions, and it was an NTCA event. And next thing you know, it was TCNA wanted to get involved. And then, you know, the distributors, CTDA, wanted to get involved. And then TCAA, which is the union installers, wanted to get involved. Mm-hmm. And we're doing these programs together. So, again, people coming together to make it better and stronger, and that's what we're doing. And it's a big step.
Yeah, I think we all, you know, would hope for the day and long for the day when we do have a nationwide standard. The only way to get there is to, you know, start, you know, organizing one another and start, you know, working towards these goals. And you've outlined several steps that you're working on. And I mean, that is the only way forward, really.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So my next question to Bart would be, in general, you know, over the years with working with the NTCA or with tile contractors in general, tile industry, what major changes have you witnessed within the tile contractor community or industry at large?
Well, you know, I think the problems that tile contractors had years ago, they still have today. You know, finding qualified workers, recruiting young people into the trade, and finding the time to train them is certainly a challenge, and it was a challenge when I worked with contractors 30 years ago, and is still a challenge today. Mm. Jim and Mark might have some real comments on this, and I don't want to go into all of my feelings on this, but I would say one thing, Luke. One thing that's really changed is what you're doing right now. The social media and the ability to learn from your fellow peers, not just in your own market, where you actually sometimes when I worked back in Minneapolis, these guys they hesitated to share best practices all the time because they were bidding against the builders and the remodelers, you know, with these guys. So even though we had good platforms at the distributor's little order desk, they competed with each other. Mm-hmm. But this new world of social media is an incredible platform and opportunities that contractors have and have. Many have taken advantage of. You've got to make sure you're getting accurate, good information, and you still do due diligence. But I see that as a big change in the last several years.
Yeah,
I want to jump in there too, because if you think about it, I got in the business in 1980, and installers learned from going to work for an installation company. That's how they learned. They would maybe go to a distributor, get some information, and at that time, I was in retail, and they'd come in and ask us questions in retail. And I learned the tile business by reading the back of setting material products, right? How to install, how to do this. We learn that way, and we refer that next. Next thing you know, then there's John Bridge, right? John Bridge comes out, and he has a great platform where installers are getting involved there. And then the next thing is people are reading tile magazines that are on Tile Letter Magazine and stuff like that that sit on counters at distributors and are going out to them. And then social media hits a boom, right? But there's so much information out there. Do you know, is it right? Is it correct? You need to really take the time to research that. You can't just believe what you're seeing on social media. I love social media. I hate social media, right? I am telling you that it is something we really need to be careful. And this isn't a sales pitch, anybody. If you want to get information that is correct in our industry, if you really want to do it right, NPCA is here for you, okay? You don't have to come to us. There's other places to go and whatever. You can call up manufacturers, technical hotlines and whatever. But one thing I will tell you, if you want to learn the right way, if you want to do the job correctly and be the artisan you say you are, and next thing, if you want to get paid for the work you do and what is important to you, join the NTCA, learn how to do it right, do it correctly, take advantage of every tool we'll give you to be even better than you are. I can't tell you how many great installers are out there that when they're done, that product looks beautiful and it's fantastic. But I can't tell you how many of them are incorrectly installed and become failures down the road. I keep saying that, I know. But information is out there. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it in Facebook. You can find it all over. But do you really believe it all? Should you believe it all? No, you shouldn't. You really shouldn't. So I'm big on that. I also want to say new products. Wow. What a change our industry right. came into. When I started in this industry, you did it one way. There weren't fortified thin sets. You know, it was non-fortified. You did it the right way. Now you've got, you can almost do things the wrong way and it will hold, right? Because of the materials you're using. I mean, they're so good. They're so fantastic. These manufacturers are amazing, amazing what the products they put out there. We now have lightweight foam bases for showers. I mean, things you would never have thought of, but you still need to have the method and standards to do those correctly and put them in correctly so you don't have those failures. I know when I start talking, I start feeling like I'm on a soapbox, but I just believe in this so much that we can help contractors. I want to be there for it. You know, we talked about people again. I'm a hugger. If when we get back to it, I want you to come up and help me. Right? I see so many guys back away from me when I start coming. Just, you know, here he comes. He's going to hug me, but I'm going to hug you. So I just want you to know.
Yeah. Well,
hey, Luke, Mike Seema made a nice comment in there and said, join the NTCA. And he said, you know, it is difficult to navigate and get a good answer. That I want to be clear. I don't think Mark or Jim or I are saying that there's not great information. We're saying do your due diligence and make sure that you get several people that support that and that you maybe then still go back and check with the manufacturer and follow it. There's good advice out here, but you want to make sure you do due diligence. But because Mike Seema mentioned something, it triggered something to me. And I did want to just put a mention that we are all, the industry was all saddened by the loss of a very, very dedicated person in this industry. He was a CTI who did a lot of evaluating for the CTI program out of and was actually doing a lot of work as a volunteer, gave up hours and weeks of his time mm-hmm. at no pay. And that was Dan Hecox, who passed away from cancer recently. And we were all saddened by that. And I did want to make mention that Dan is a perfect example of why the NTCA has had growth, because he did all of that for nothing. I mean, really, really, it cost him money to support this organization. Yeah. And Mike just triggered that. So I wanted to make mention of that.
Yeah, Bart, guys like Mike, I see your comments there. And Dan Hecox, I had the privilege of traveling and working with Dan and knowing him for a number of years. And Jim, did you see how passionate Jim was just now? We hear that word passion in the tile industry. And Jim just really exhibited that. Dan Hecox was so passionate. Guys like Mike Sema and other people watching our program today, that passion exists because, like Jim said, we are a level of artists, the variety of levels of artists. We are technologists. We have to know the chemistry. We have to know all of these things. We have to, as tile installers and contractors, Luke, you know this, it's hard work. That stuff ain't light. The foam is light. But, you know, it's hard. It's mental work. It's knowledge. It's technology. It's labor. It's long hours. And it's that passion. Mm. And the three of us here, we and the rest of our staff and our members, we talk about this all the time. And I want to go to what Mike brought up. Jim said he loves social media, but yet it's a struggle. And Mike said,
well, I actually said I hate it.
I know. I was trying to soften that up a little bit. But we never know what is the right answer that somebody's giving on social media. It's like this whole cafeteria plan of answers, and you can pick the one that you want to go with that works for you, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the cool things about NTCA that we represent are the tile industry's standards, methods, and best practices that I mentioned a little while ago. And that is the one factor that does tie us together, even though that not every state has a licensing requirement and all of that. It's the industry standards that really do tie us together and make for terrific tile installations. Mm-hmm. All those connections that Jim and Bart talked about, the associate and the sponsors, the associate members, and all of these things, we have them on our modern day Rolodex, right? One of the biggest reasons our members join the NTCA is technical support. Our technical support is second to none. We work tirelessly, long and hard to support the industry and our members with the correct solution, the correct answer. And in that process, we know and learn a lot of things. We know the standards, we know the methods, but do I, for instance, know everything? Heck no. I learn every single day more and more about tile. And when I don't know something, I'm not afraid to realize I don't know. But fortunately, I know who to get in touch with that can get us the right answer, and we can help you. Yeah. That is that's the key to opportunity for joining the NTCA right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luke, that's Mark just took, I mean, Mark it does an incredible job along with the rest of the trainers. When a member has a technical question, I just follow the strings, the actual email strings. Mm-hmm. The hours and hours of work that Mark and Rob and Randy and Scott Carruthers from the CTEF, and if I'm missing anybody, Mark and Jim, I'm sorry, but they will go hours on one member's technical question. We have to look at pictures. We have to get their input. Then there's responses, and then they get other people involved. And that's another value that we have, is that Randy has a commercial background. He's a union trained tile installer. Mark is residential. Rob was kind of a hybrid of residential and commercial. Scott Carruthers was a residential contractor before he went to the CTEF, and who Scott knows the standard. I think Scott Carruthers literally might know ANSI in the TCA handbook by heart. He literally might know it by heart, 300 and some pages. Wow. So all of that information, these guys do an incredible job of answering members' questions.
I want to jump in here real quick. So what people don't understand is they make a phone call to Mark, or they send a question to the technical at tile-assn line. And it isn't one person just jumping on and answering. And what they're both saying is, all of them get together. They discuss it. It's back and forth. You'll be amazed at how many emails are going back and forth in regards to the correct answer and then add-ons to that correct answer and how to maybe change it a little bit because that wasn't exactly the right answer, right? And it goes back and forth and it goes back and forth. And what I'd like to tell people, and I wish every installer was watching this, and I know you'd like that, Luke. That'd be great if every single installer in the United States was watching this, but we would prefer as much as you love to talk to Rob and Mark and Scott and Randy and say, hi, how are you doing? But I have this problem. That's great. We love that. But if you really could send your questions into Tile at technical at tile-assn, I just want you to know that it would get a better, thoroughler response that way than actually making a phone call. Because we can discuss it via email.
Research it.
And research it and get back to everybody. We would really appreciate our industry asking those questions through our technical hotline, as opposed to a phone call.
Let's unbox this just a minute more here. Now, I know some of the Tile friends might be thinking, well, we have all the groups where we can get answers to. And I do also, agree that, like Bart said, this is the major change here in recent years where you do have almost instant access to things. And I saw, I think it was Dirk Sullivan posted a box of tile. He was looking for another box or a few more sheets of a tile. And I've seen this over the years from time to time. This is an incredible testimony because I think within the day, somebody from wherever had said they had a box and we're going to, work it out. And it was almost like a light, like a job saving type of situation.
You bet.
And that those kind of questions do get answers and we do discuss things. But what can you give us like an example of something, almost like somebody was going to go to court over a job or, something very major, pretty major stuff here that I'm thinking the wheels in my head are turning. This is a good, valuable asset for all tile contractors to have because, from time to time, we do have jobs or clients, customers who unfortunately go south. I mean, that is the nature of business, right? Can you give us any examples that you're shaking your head? I'm hoping so.
Absolutely, Luke. You are asking the Tile Money $64,000 question right now. That's where the rubber hits the road. And where we want to help, and I'll get to the real answer here, where we want to help is before the project gets started. That's where we can be your absolute best resource. I held up the Tile Contractors and Installers Technical Library right here. When Jim said you send us that email, these are right here on my shelf. I'm not shooting from the hip.
All right.
We're getting you the right answer.
Yeah.
So we're not consultants at the NTCA. We are technical teachers who understand the standards to make things right the first time. That's when you want to get in touch with us. People do, however, very frequently get in touch with us when they get into a snag.
Can I jump in here real quick? I want to give an example here, and it goes along with Dan Hecox. All right. We just mentioned Dan Hecox and his passing and a very sad situation. But I got a phone call from a lady, Joyce Curcell in Nebraska, that Dan was working with on a complaint. And she said, I don't know where to go. He had all these notes. He was working on all this. And I spent about 45 minutes with her, giving her some information on how to go and where to go and go back to the manufacturer, the distributor of the products and stuff to try and get some information. And what I think we're trying to say is I told her we have an NTCA recognized consultant page on our website where you could find a forensic consultant. They're all over the country, and we recognize these certain ones that have proven to us that they're experts in their field and what they do. And I told her she could go there, and I also tried to help her in other ways. And she said, I just feel so much better. She said, I didn't feel I could go to Dan's family and ask for his notes and those kind of things, in this situation. Yeah. But we're going to help in any way we can. And Mark, I just wanted to throw that in. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but
no, that's a great story, Jim. I mean, we do help like that. We help homeowners. We have that passion. We had a member. Let me just tell you this: when you're not able to, or don't always follow these technical library, you're assuming risk as a contractor, and you need to accept risk to be in business, right, Luke?
Absolutely.
But if you don't understand what's going on in these books, you may bite off more risk then you're capable of floating or self-insuring, if you want to look at it like that. We recently had a contractor we were trying to help them with, a residential job. The tile was coming loose, and there's a big discussion with the GC, the architect, their structural engineers involved. We're helping them try to understand if it's deflection, if it's lack of movement that wasn't built into the system or accounted for, what are dead loads, live loads, all of these things that need to be considered when it comes to a failure. And this particular person was a small residential contractor staring down the barrel of potentially tens of thousands of dollars of failure action on one job.
Wow.
One job that could put a person out of business. So knowing what's in these books, letting us help you before you get to that part is going to help you mitigate all of that risk and help you be more successful.
Yeah.
Luke, so, let me, oh, go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that happens to us all the time on varying degrees.
So real quick, Luke, I've got two real world examples that I have made big notes of over the years that I want to use quick. I'll be fast. We, after a workshop that one of the guys did in Florida several years ago, we had a contractor member call us and say, I'm scared as hell. I've just got a builder with 300 houses a year, and everything they do is over scribing felt, directly over scribing felt. Wow. And your guy did a presentation and said, you can't go, that scribing felt is an unsuitable or certainly a questionable substrate, certainly in the state of Florida with moisture issues. And so we wrote a letter for him to his builder, and he submitted that, and the builder stopped using scribing felt and went to an industry approved method, a specific 300 house a year contract. This guy would have been in serious trouble if he kept putting tile over scribing felt.
Yeah.
We had a high rise project in Pennsylvania. This is where Mark mentioned getting involved before rather than after. We had a contractor that had done one level of a 40-story building. And on the one level, they were having all kinds of problems with lighting and with lippage. Two different issues. Mark showed the reference manual. We had a document on lighting. We had a document, and we had the TCNA handbook with lippage guidelines. The reality was, is the tile barely met 137.1, which is your tile manufacturing standard. It certainly didn't meet it well enough that you could use a 16th of an inch grout with this tile on all the walls. And the lighting was contributing to making it way worse. And on the first level, they wanted it all torn out. We submitted a letter that talked about, that explained and scanned the lippage guidelines. The architect accepted the letter. So NTCA, the contractor knew what to do. He needed the NTCA from a credibility standpoint. The architect and GC were not accepting what he was telling them. So he used the NTCA to help his fight. We wrote a letter. The architect accepted the letter. They changed and relocated the lighting, and they opened up the grout joints from a 16th of an inch to 3/16th of an inch, and he was able to do the other 39 stories. Mm-hmm. That's a real-world example of what NTCA can do.
Yeah.
On those projects.
Hey, you both mentioned, actually, Mark held up, and Bart mentioned the NTCA reference manual and the TCNA handbook. Both of those come every year. You get a free, as a member, you get those free, a copy of both of those. They are updated every year. Actually, TCNA handbook, it's every other year, but you get one every single year. You get the current edition of all of those, and they're great, right? They're great reading.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a page turner.
Yeah, for sure. I want to go back to one thing before we continue here. One of the things we talked about is and Bart only mentioned it, and one of our members came up with the Partnering for Success voucher program and suggested we do a program to help offset our cost to membership, and what's helped us grow And we've taken this and grown it to amazing heights. And what it is it's really the manufacturer supporters of the NTCA saying thank you to our members. And they're trying to reach out and say, you know, we really believe you now have the vehicle to do the job right, to get the information you need to do it right and do it correctly. And because of that, we're going to give each one of you the opportunity to select $2,000 worth of free product vouchers. You may not use them all. You may not even select all 2,000. But even if you do two or three vouchers, you pay your membership for free. There is $7,500 worth of products you can choose from.
Wow.
Some of them are free mailing. Some of them are discounts. Some of them, but you know, but they're there for you, and they're a great opportunity to try this association without really paying anything. Those are vouchers Mark's holding up right there.
So you're telling me that
I'm selling. I don't mean to do that. They're so amazing. They're such amazing things that we offer our members. So.
And sometimes it's a pain in the ass to turn them in, right? We don't like doing that all the time. But.
November 15th to December 31st can be a real pain. Let me tell you, if we're out here, people are saying, I haven't used my vouchers. What do I do?
Yeah.
But they really are value. And it is another example of how we connect the contractor to the manufacturer. The manufacturer sometimes is showing new product and new ideas. And it's been a really great program. I know it has its ups and downs, but look, it's like Jim said, it's literally, we have never found a member that couldn't find the $600 of value if they really wanted to use the coupons, they really wanted to.
Yeah, definitely. It's quite amazing.
You know, we're getting asked to do, you know, as contractors, or I should say contractors in the field, are getting asked to do a lot of wild stuff these days. I mean, there's a lot of wild tile being made, and you know, things of this nature. A lot of it, you know, we're seeing, I just interviewed a gentleman who is cladding, and he lives in Canada where, you know, it freezes, and he's cladding the outside of homes and you know, like porcelain tile, like 2cm or whatever it is, or real 8mm maybe, but real thin, you know, gauged porcelain tile, the big stuff.
Yeah. He's cladding. He's not direct adhering. He's cladding, right? Because of the freeze thaw issues that he has in Canada.
You know, I'm not 100% sure how he went about it, but my point with the story is, if you find yourself in one of these situations, you know, years ago, or if you don't have this resource or this book, you might say, well, you might decide, if you're like me and you don't mind high risk, you might decide to put yourself in that risky situation. If you're more cautious, you're going to turn that job down. But if you're using the assets that we have with the NTCA and using this technical, you know, hotline or email and using, you know, the books, you can approach this with confidence that it will go off just as it should, and everything will be all right.
And Luke, and using our in-person training programs, our online, our virtual training programs, we're developing brand new series of those. I'm asking the tile community, do yourself a favor, attend our programs. Mm-hmm. You will not be disappointed. Mm-hmm. It is well worth that small investment of time to spend an hour, 2, 3, 4 hours, a day or two mm-hmm. with us mm-hmm. at our in-person training programs could be a professional life-changing experience for you. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, hundreds and thousands of contractors and installers own this book. I know they do. But do they know what to do with it? We will teach you how to use this document. It's not something that is a page turner that you read it front to back. But we'll teach you how to use this and understand it. Yeah. That's what we do.
There is a couple Luke, pages.
You touched, yeah. Go ahead, Luke.
There was you like a page or two.
Really important.
And there is a page or two that says how to use this book. I mean, that's really all you need to know. Yeah. And then when the question comes up, you know how to find it. Go ahead, Mark.
That's right.
No, yeah. you touched on something really important. You said you were willing to take risk. I don't think any contractor can really be successful or be in business today if they're not willing to take risk, right? The products are changing so much, the large formats, the cement tiles, encaustic tiles, natural stone tiles. You have to be willing to take risk, and you can't be an expert at something unless you do it once the first time.
Yeah.
But knowledge is power.
Yeah.
So like Mark said, the training, the books, the standards, relying on the manufacturer, demanding that the distributor and the manufacturer give you installation instructions for this new product that's in some new design center. That's a big, big issue. There's a lot of design centers and distributors that get product and it's coming in all the time. The contractor doesn't necessarily get the information about how to put it in. He or she is left to try to figure that out. And so you talk about risk. Yeah, look, all the risk is on the installer. So knowing where to get your information and get instructions and demanding it is really important.
Absolutely. Luke, on the Tile Podcast, Tile Money Podcast, you talk about contractors, installers standing up for themselves, respecting themselves so others respect them. One way to do that is what Bart said. Knowledge and information is power. When you have that, then you're really going to feel the next thing that you need, which is confidence to stand up for yourself. And now you understand what you can do and you're really supporting the tile money that you're asking for. Yeah.
I'll never forget several years ago, we had an incredible technician contractor. Jim, you would remember him. I'm not going to mention his name. He did swimming pools all over California. He was doing swimming pools for the Stars, and he was struggling to even make a living. Mm. And he started to really spend a lot of time with other members of ours. And what became very evident was this was an incredible technician who just did not understand how to value and sell and get the price that he needed to get for what he was doing. And I think that's such a big issue. I know you talk a lot in your podcast, Luke, about getting paid for the workmanship that you provide. And a lot of times I think that's all about knowledge, really just best practices and getting some marketing tips and some other ideas on how to present yourself so that you actually do get paid and take pride in getting paid what you deserve to be paid.
Yeah.
One of the things we were going to talk about today is the biggest hurdle we see, you know, and I think we were talking about, you know.
Yeah, I have two more questions for sure.
The truth is, this is exactly what the biggest hurdle to me that I see, and that is getting paid what your work, what your knowledge is. You know, we're not laying carpet or wood or painting or you know, this is an artwork. This is a craft. Okay. This is totally different than any of the things that we get compared to. We get lumped into this big group of floor installers, and we're not floor installers. We're tile contractors. We are artisans. We are craftsmen, and we should get paid for that. And if we're doing it correctly and we're doing it by the right methods and standards, we should get paid well for what we do.
Exactly.
Okay. And it's really important. And Bart hit it too. Marketing, right? Not just knowing the information, marketing your business, marketing that you know it, marketing how you're going to install it by following these methods and standards, not just saying, I'm going to do 1,000 square feet at $3 a foot, so it's $3,000. That's not a bid. You need to really sell yourself. Let them know what you do and how you do it. This has been going on for years and years and years. This isn't new, but it's still, I think, the biggest thing that we see in our industry is people aren't getting paid for what they're worth.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important.
Yeah. Even in 2020.
We got to recruit the right type of people. I mean, tile installers they have to understand waterproofing. They have to understand layout. There's some math involvement. There's engineering involvement. It is, like Jim said, it is not the same type of job as some of the other construction type jobs. It takes years to really become an excellent tile setter.
Yeah.
And in order to recruit people in for that, we got to make sure they're going to get paid accordingly, right?
Yeah.
Not just as our business owners, but your employees have to be paid.
Yeah.
If we're going to train them and bring them in.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I want to go right along with that. And a lot of that is being certified, right? Getting certified, knowing that you can do the job right and everything. And one of the things I wanted to bring up, and we brought up Dan Hecox and his situation. Well, I want to bring up Ceramic Tile Education Foundation, which does the CTIs and the ACT and does some training in tile. And They're hurting, everybody. Yeah. I want you to know that they are 100% a foundation that relies on the donations of manufacturers and others in our industry, and they're hurting.
Yeah.
And Mark and I have been asked to assist in the operational side of it, and we put a lot of time in, and we're working hard on it. And so I just want to make sure everybody knows this before we go off. I really wanted to do this, but CTF is having an auction, and I don't know if you can see this and how well you can, but go to the CTEF site, Ceramic Tile Education site, Foundation site, and look at their auction. It's October, 20th through the 23rd, I believe.
Yeah, 21 through 26.
21st through the 23rd, I think.
Yeah.
And you can go on. It's a blind auction. We have items as much as a $20,000 item, I mean, that we're auctioning off.
Wow.
And we need your assistance there. We have almost every manufacturer in our industry is donating products, and they're big products. We've got IQ power saws. We've got, tools from Gunlock. I mean, I'm not going to name every single one of them, but go on the website and see what's there, because this auction is going to be great. You're going to be able to get some real good discounts on things, I believe,
yeah.
But you're helping a cause. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's very important to this industry, and I just couldn't let it go, as we're past our hour and 15 minutes.
Well, and I do have one more question. And then if you're in the audience right now, we still have 20 people in the audience. So you guys are doing a great job. I appreciate all the audience participation thus far. Go ahead and get those questions, if you got them, or comments right now so that we can get to them. Mark, did you have any input on the biggest hurdle that you see contractors having in recent years?
Yeah, the biggest hurdle, Luke, it's been talked about already. I won't go into a lot of detail, but it is the technology, keeping up with the technology. Chemistry, is your average tile installer a chemistry expert? No, not your average
right.
one. Engineering, all of these things that affect us, and structures go up faster. Buildings are designed to move. They're lighter, they're cheaper, everything's faster. But our finish, we have a finish surface installation. That's what tile is. But it has to be supported by those lighter, cheaper, faster buildings. And we have to install that permanent finish and make it last the life of that structure, or until somebody gets tired of how it looks and wants to change it out. But that is so much technology that's required to make that happen. That's a huge struggle, and that's what we can help out with.
Yeah,
very at cool. our training programs.
Very cool. All right, let's start with Bart again for my last question. When I think about the work you're doing and even the work I'm doing, we're both full time, working with tile contractors every single day. And so having that magnifying glass on the tile industry installation, mainly, where are we headed in the next 18 months, would you say? And what should contractors be aware of?
Well, if I had a crystal ball, Luke, let's look at what's changed in the last 6 months, right? So my best answer to that question is I have no freaking idea where we're going to be 18 months from now, okay? But here's what I do see a little bit. And I'm going to talk about it from a business side or economic side. What I see is what's obvious before us. A lot of commercial is going to change, right? Restaurants are challenged. Restaurants are closing. Office space is being redesigned to possible residential. We're seeing it in a lot of major markets where a lot of office space and are being turned into apartment complexes or condo. So I would say to a tile contractor, pay attention more than you ever have to the tea leaves of what the trends are in the economy, in particular, the construction economy, because what we are seeing is a lot of opportunities with living space, residential. People are having to work from home. I've got family members that have told me back in Minneapolis that they're now grounded working from home for the next 1 to 2 years. These are people that drove downtown Minneapolis that are now going to be working from home. So what are they doing? Three examples. They're buying new houses. They're renovating or remodeling, or they're expanding their office area. They're turning a bedroom into a big office, and they're making their exterior deck into a big living space, putting a big TV, because they're having to spend all their time at home. So I see opportunity on the renovation, remodeling, residential. And I think you're going to have to pay attention to what's happening in your own community and your own market when it comes to commercial. I do think commercial is going to be challenged in some aspects. I think malls are obviously challenged. I think where are we going to be at with schools, restaurants? So I would say a lot's going to change in 18 months, and you might have to look at reshifting or maybe niching some parts of your business. I'll give you another opportunity I think is going to be out there, which is disinfectant, is an actual maintenance programs for people that are going to want to put products onto their tile in commercial as well as residential. I see some people moving towards that as an example. And I've seen some commercial contractors really quickly shifting to residential divisions. So as residential contractors, you need to be aware of some of that's kind of going on.
Yeah.
Some of that commercial business, Luke, is, it's going to be difficult. We're seeing office buildings that were scheduled to be built are turning into apartment buildings. They're turning into condo buildings instead of, people are, businesses are downsizing their offices as they realize people can work from home. They can save money that way. That part of construction will change drastically, I think we see in the future.
Mark, do you have input on that?
No, I agree with what both Bart and Jim have said. Things are changing, and our contractors are going to need to be very flexible. Look at those new opportunities.
Hey, Luke, the members are busy though. I don't know what you're hearing, but tile is right now installers are busy. Many of them are busier than they've ever been. So I know we talk about fear and change and all of that, but there is opportunity out there too. So
absolutely, no, everybody is very busy. Residential and even commercial. I interviewed a commercial installer yesterday, and they're very busy. They got awarded or asked to bid on two or 300% more volume for next year than they did this year. So they are very busy. Kurt here watching, he said he's 4 months out. I talked to other folks who are 12 months out all the time. Now, I am curious, do you have, where are you folks watching the news, the construction news on, and I know Tile Letter has a good resource for the weekly updates. That's where I find links to news articles and stuff to keep an eye on the trends, like Bart was saying. Do you guys have any news sources you could?
I try. It's really a great question, because the reality is you can get misinformation all over the place. Sure. So what I try to do is I try to sign up for newsletters with the American Subcontractors Association. So I see what's happening, because that's what we are. Tile installers are subcontractors. So I try to stay on top of what's going on from the subcontractor's perspective. I try to stay on top of the Small Business Administration newsletters. I do look at the AGC, the Associated General Contractors Program, because they have an economist that puts out excellent information related to architectural billings and what the construction economy is going to look like from a commercial standpoint. I use the AGC. And then the ABC is Associated Builders and Contractors, and I can get a really lot of good information from them. And then a couple other plugs I'd put in, Luke. The NARI is the National Association of Remodeling installers. You could get some really good information there. And the NKBA is the National Kitchen and Bath Association, because kitchen and baths are what really are the bread and butter in a lot of ways, of certainly residentially, of the tile industry. And I get a lot of information from NKBA. Those are some examples. I pay attention to those newsletters on a regular
basis. You can also go to fminet.com and get quarterly outlooks on the construction industry. They have some good information that you can get also involving that. Personally, for the NTCA, you can always please, get our e-news and our Tile Letter Weekly and Tile Letter Magazine, which we try to have some articles in regards to the trends and the, the industry and where it's going. So it's important to look at those also.
Yeah. And what we do with those, Jim's point, and thank you for bringing that up. What we do with those a lot, Luke, is we actually try to tailor some of that information we get to a more of a tile focus. So we'll try to grab information on, you know, a long AGC report, and we'll just grab something related to how we think it affects tile. And we'll do that quite often. So yeah, we try to do that, customize it. Yeah.
Good comment here from Tile by Design. Being busy isn't necessarily being profitable. Excellent.
Oh, you know, agree.
Excellent comment. Yeah. I agree. My main video on my YouTube, Tile Money, is, you know, not to be busy. Being busy means nothing. You know, I could be busy, you know, eating dog food all day. And this illustration, it means nothing. All it means is I'm, you know, eating dog food. A lot of dog food, which probably isn't the best for me. But, you know, so what you want to do, though, is acknowledge the workload, acknowledge that your peers are busy, acknowledge that you're getting more calls than normal, and raise your prices for a profit. You know, this is the time to be profitable. I mean, you should always be profitable, but ever more so, if we're all so busy, there's no reason to be doing prices that we were even last year, you know?
You know, one of the biggest reasons, sorry, Bart, that I hear that people won't attend a training, that they say they're too busy.
Yeah.
Too busy. And when you're so busy, what better time than to invest that time into yourself?
Yeah. We do have some. Go ahead.
Someone said they were 4 months out, and then someone said being busy isn't profitable. I would only add that if you're 4 months out, you better be profitable, right?
Yeah.
If you're not profitable at 4 months out, then there is a problem, and you better start looking at your pricing real quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd rather be 2 weeks out making money than 4 months out not being profitable. That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
We do have a question from Hunt Tool Company. Which organization is the best for marketing? Well, I would say Tile Money, and these three gentlemen would say the NTC. The point is, you want your tile tools to be in front of tile contractors. I do have some marketing episodes. If you go back, I think in the springtime, I really hit it hard around March and April. I interviewed several marketers. And so on the Tile Money podcast, you can listen to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of, that's a very good question, and you bring it up, Luke. There's a lot of ways to market to the communities, and you know, social media is one. Working with your associations is another opportunity, and obviously in your own community, you have to find distribution, or you have to find a way you want to get the product to the installer's hands, and you have to have a strategy with that. So by all means, there's a lot of ways to get the word out.
So social media is one way, and Luke has a great opportunity for you that way, but NTCA has many other avenues. Okay, we do our training programs. You can sponsor our three vehicles that travel around the country and have your logo there seen by thousands, you know, 30,000 viewers a day while they're driving around the country. You can put a voucher together for NTCA members to give them a discount on your tools. I will tell you that voucher program, I have comments every single year. I get new members or members saying, I'm using products I never even would have tried without the voucher program because I got it free. I tried it. I love it. I'm using it all the time, right? Advertising in print ad is still valuable for tile contractors. It's very important. Put an advertisement in Tile Letter Magazine. You know, I know I'm a salesperson and I'm always promoting all these things, but if you want to sell products, you need to get your product in front of the user, right? The end user. Who's going to use your product? You can be advertised on Tile Money. You can advertise on NTCA. You can advertise in Tile Letter Magazine. You can advertise in all of our programs. You can be a sponsor of our virtual roundtables that we do monthly or twice a month. You can. There's many opportunities. If you're willing to get involved with the NTCA and Tile Money, contact us. I tried to put my email up a couple times on the chat screen. Take the time to email me. Let's talk about getting your product out there. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's jim@tile-assn.com.
Correct.
So feel free to email Jim if you're listening in. And then we've got a couple hardball questions. You guys ready for a couple hardball questions?
I'll see you guys later. Sure.
We got a Canadian. This is something I hear of a lot. Are the vouchers usable up in Canada?
Can I take this one, guys? So not all of them are. All right. And I want everybody to know that our reference manual, we actually provide the rights to our reference manual to TTMAC, the same Canadian association like NTCA, and they're taking it and they are converting it to their methods and standards that they use. But the one thing you'll still find, I don't want TTMAC to get upset, but you'll find NTCA, we do a little bit better job in regards to answering questions, technical questions, being there for them. And there are a lot of vouchers that can definitely be used. Schluter vouchers, Mapei vouchers, lots of the vouchers are available in Canada. And as a matter of fact, we do workshops in Canada. We haven't for the last couple of years, but we've definitely been in Canada doing workshops in Canada.
So they would get their membership back probably, Jimmy.
They could easily get their membership back and take advantage of all the other benefits we have just by using that Partnering for Success voucher program to pay their membership for sure.
Yeah, it's incredible. And then they do have a lot of virtual event training that would be available to you no matter where you live in the world. They have an apprenticeship program. And lots of other virtual
trainings. One of the things we never even mentioned, we have an NTCA university, which is an all online university. It has 700 learning modules. They're like a 20-minute module. I love using the example of an installer sending his guys out to do epoxy grout, but they haven't done epoxy grout in over a year. Wow. Do they remember how? Do they know the shortcuts, the best practices? Take this little 20-minute learning module. At the end, there's 10 questions, and the owner of that company is the administrator. He can see how they did. Yeah. They only get 3 of those 10 right. He knows he needs to talk to them about it and go through these methods, you know, the right best practices so that they do it right the first time.
Yeah.
There's great opportunities with the university. And thanks for mentioning the apprenticeship program. If you're hiring and you want to train, get an apprenticeship program in your company going so that you can walk them through people so that your new employee who starts up as a helper can see how he can work his way up, get raises and become a master setter, right? I mean, we're trying to help in every way we can. There's other avenues that we haven't even talked about in regards to, we have programs together that we're working with technical colleges, technical schools. We're trying to help teach tile. And so what we have problems with is finding trainers, finding those teachers to train it. But we have 1 and 2 year programs put together for technical colleges. We work really hard to try and bring new people into our trade and educate and train them. So
Luke, the apprenticeship program was actually approved last year by the Department of Labor. So our guidelines was approved by the Department of Labor. It was one of the first construction programs that was a hybrid, which is basically a combination of job site experience and a little bit of classroom, but it primarily was NTCA University, the learning management software, internet-based training. Our in the construction industry, our program was one of the first ones approved. So with NTCA University, you can do as full scale as apprenticeship with it, but you can also just spot, like Jim said, you can just get on the university and just use different modules to train your guys. You could do weekly training. You could just use it to enhance your own knowledge. There's something for the single user and there's something for the large contractor if they want to actually recruit people and use this tool from an apprenticeship standpoint.
Yeah.
Can I answer this question that just came up from Wayne Shore? Mm-hmm. He's asking when will CTIs be in person again? And I want him to know that we actually have 3 in-person CTIs scheduled yet for this year. We have totally put together a COVID protocol and safety protocol, and we will be getting back to it. 2020 started off the best year ever. We were on target to do something we'd never done. We were going to test over 500 CTIs in 2020. And we were on our way for the first 10 weeks of the year. We had tested more in 10 weeks than we ever had. And our goal is to get back to that. And that's why we have to keep the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation going. But we have a program that we're looking at in Ohio, and one in Virginia, another in Georgia. We have a really big one set up in Vermont when Vermont lets us come into Vermont. Vermont is a state that is not letting people come to test from out of state. If they aren't in state, we don't have an evaluator in Vermont. So someone had to come from the New York area or New Jersey area, and they won't let us in right now. But we are going to be back in person, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever. We have some great new ways to grade and get grades back to everybody immediately. Mm-hmm. They know right away within hours after a CTI. Again, technical. We're learning new ways to do everything.
And what's nice is it feels and sounds like they've taken the time off, you know, not to sit on the beach or whatever, but to, you know, kind of reorganize things a little bit, restructure them. So they, you know, kind of think about some of the feedback they've gotten. So that's really good.
We have not been sitting on our meeting for sure.
I know, absolutely.
I would like to mention two things on the CTEF front. There is a program for you to take your CTI. You can register now and pay later when you take it. When we get that one scheduled, like Jim just said, we have to look at everything regionally across the nation. Register now, pay later. Dozens and dozens and dozens of people have done that, Luke. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that we mentioned a few minutes ago, you've heard this talked about a little bit, is everyone in the tile industry getting some education. The fundamentals of Thin Bed Knowledge Program. It's abbreviated as FTBK. FTBK is a CTI equivalent for salespeople and office people in the industry. If they go onto the CTEF website, they can get this FTBK for free through a very generous grant. It is funded for free. Take advantage of that. If you're in sales, if you're working at a counter, if you're with a distributor, if you're a program manager, whatever you are, go to the ceramic tile, ceramicfoundation.org website and get the FTBK, Fundamentals of Thin Bed Knowledge, for free.
And Mark, that's a manual. And then they can get a certification by actually taking a test if they would like. So, we do promote that heavily. That's a big part of it. So thanks for bringing that up, Mark.
Yeah, super important. And Luke, I know we're talking a lot, and this might be a good time for me to say that NTCA has a ton of training opportunities, just a ton. And all of our virtual training programs, our online programs, our in-person programs that are coming up. How do you keep abreast? If you do this... This will help.
Thank you.
We have a texting system that we will not bother you. We'll just let you know when they're coming up. You can opt in by texting NTCA to 31996.
Yeah.
And we guarantee we won't send more than six a month.
Yeah. When you guys came out with this just a month or two ago, I was really happy to see it. I thought, man, that's a great idea. I wish I had thought of that. And it's not that I can't do that, but with everything you guys are doing virtually, and we're getting a lot of comments asking, when are we going to do the CTI? When are we going to, you know, get back? I mean, look, we all want that is where we're headed. We just have to have a little bit of patience here and get through this together. So text NTCA to 31996, and you will just get a handful of messages. And did you do the one with Dave Gobus yet?
Yeah, we did that one yesterday, Luke. Let me tell you about roundtables coming up.
Yeah.
The one with Dave Gobus was great. It was on deflection. Man, if you're not attending these, you're really missing out on connecting. We have one coming up on October 20th. It's a roundtable. It's at 6 p.m. Central, and it's with Joshua Nordstrom, Angie Halford, and Lee Calawart. And it's all about artisans in the tile industry.
Very cool.
I'll be there. I'm going to tell you how to register for it. If you opt in here, I'll send you the information how to register for that. Then the next day, October 21st, join Kathy McAllister and Scott Carruthers and ask them about when the CTIs will be. Ask them about what they can win at the CTEF auction that Jim mentioned.
Not win, buy.
Bye. Sorry. Well, I'll win your bid. But here's a key, a very simple little thing to do. And you'll receive that text that's going to come from me. And boy, do this. Great way to stay in touch with us.
Let me explain a little bit more. The text program is really nice because you'll get one text kind of in the beginning of the month outlining what we have planned for the month. And then if you register for those, you will get texts reminding you of the events so that it's simple for you to remember and get through. That's all we're really there for. We're not trying to bombard you with texts. We want to keep it very simple and very, very short. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And before we wrap this up here, I mean, we don't have to wrap this up anytime real soon, but the audience is growing. We're up to 30 now. I did want to put a plug in for my favorite event, which is Total Solutions Plus. I mean, this is the event that started more on the business side of things. You know, we do have the physical event has been changed to a virtual event this year. And so I would like to just take a minute to share my screen here. And if you head over to this website, you know, you can find out a lot more about that. And so that is Total Solutions Plus 2020. .pathable.co, but I'll put a link here in the comments.
Luke, what's really important for people to understand, so Total Solutions Plus TSP is a smaller event. It's not coverings, it's not tight surfaces, it's not, you know, thousands of people coming there. It's more business leaders getting the opportunity to meet some of the business leaders from your favorite manufacturer. They're all going to be there. You're going to shake hands with the president of Laticrete and GoBoard and those kind of places. You're going to have the opportunity to you know, get to meet other business owners in your industry. Now, the difference is this year you get to do it very inexpensively, because you can do it virtually and see what it's all about. So next year, when we're back live again out in California, Palm Springs, California, Jacksonville, Florida next year. I'm sorry.
We were supposed to be in Palm Springs this year. We're going back to Palm Springs.
But what we want you to do is come to the virtual event, see what it's about, get a little bit of a feel. Of course, it's going to be different, but then you get an idea of what we do, and we would love to see you come and be in Jacksonville next year and really participating. And this is where you're going to see what our industry is about. It's
amazing. And these virtual events, I mean, we've all been on Zoom probably more than we want to be this year, but this is the one that you don't want to miss. I mean, we've got a great lineup of speakers here. You know, Scott Carruthers is going to be speaking. So there'll be some happy hours and virtual things to, you know, pick his mind. You know, if you want to know more about CTI and CTF and you want to give him a piece of your mind, that's the place to do it. Tommy Connor is going to be there. Tommy is a lawyer. Is that correct? As well as a tile contractor?
Tommy Connor is owns one of the largest contracting companies in the country, if not the largest contracting companies. He's done a lot of work in Las Vegas and California. Yeah. He was a construction attorney, and then he bought the tile contracting company. His knowledge on legal, especially in COVID and all of what's going on with delays and liability and responsibilities, is just he's extremely knowledgeable. We're very lucky to have him. You know, you mentioned, Luke, the program. What we don't expect is that a TSP on a virtual standpoint, that you're going to be on your computer watching a conference for 9-10 hours. So we've taken a 2-day full conference and we've spread it out over 5 days. So there's blocks of time when you go to the website. We still have professional keynote presenters, speakers, opening and a closing, and then we have industry sessions as well. All of that's available for a $99 investment for the whole conference. But it's broke out over every day. You don't have to go to every seminar. You can go to some of them, and I think that you can watch them later, you know, that kind of a thing. They're all being recorded, so you'll have access to all of that, because we understand that you all have busy schedules. So we purposefully carved out what we think is the best, easiest way to do a virtual conference, so it does take place throughout the week.
Let me
give you a couple highlights. Monday, October 26th at 10 a.m. Central, is our opening keynote, and it's Blaze Your Brain, Transform Negative Thoughts into Positive Results, and it's Jessica Rector.
I was looking at that one. I like that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Tuesday, October 27th, we have a 9 a.m. Central. All of the times I say are going to be Central times. Okay. 9 a.m. Central will be stress management. 10 a.m. will be at your best every day, 5 principles to consistent sales success. There's a technical breakout at 10 a.m. that is at the same time that's trends, and it's in job site installation, failures and best practices, quality control presentation. Wednesday, there's, believe this or not, 9 a.m., virtual yoga. Come and do yoga with people from the TSP. Then there's technical breakouts on showers. There's how to make a virtual presentation if you want to do some virtual presentations. Thursday, we've got technical breakout in regards to understanding scope and liability relating to COVID-19 situation. There's a distributor forum. There's a virtual happy hour from 4 p.m. to 5 o'clock. Friday, there's the closing keynote speaker, Peter Zahan. Anyhow, so it's spread out. It's not a lot of hours each day. It's if you can take some time to go there. Yeah. What we really like is normally you have to spend 2 days away from your business. This is just spending a couple hours a day or 1 hour a day if you want to go to one thing away from your business. So and actually at your business, but being able to watch these.
Yeah.
And I think Bart's right that if you register, they're all recorded so you can watch them later.
Beautiful. So, yeah, very nice. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and that is exciting. A lot of those topics are something that I'm very interested in myself, and the speakers you've gotten there. So really excited for this event, and I think the best thing to do is if you are wanting more of these type of events is to text NTCA. What was the number, Mark? 31996. Text NTCA to 31996 to stay on top of the weekly goings on, and it's no more than 6 messages a month. So it's not intrusive or anything like that. It's a good reminder. I appreciate it. Cause once I log off of my email, I don't think about things. And then once in a while that text message will remind me of what's happening. So I really appreciate all of you taking the time. Any closing comments, last words?
Yeah, I just would like to thank you, Luke, for what you're doing in the industry. I think you've done a great job with the Tile Money podcast and your forum. And we're at NTCA. I want people, you know, to understand that we saw the value in that long ago when you first did this. And we're very honored to be a sponsor of your program. So
thank you. Thank you, Bart. You're welcome.
Thanks for having us, Luke. It's really been tremendous. Thanks to everybody who's attended and asked questions. And we look forward to seeing you on the road.
Awesome.
Hey, Luke, I just want you to know that we love being a sponsor of this. We love your program. And we're really excited because we're going to be involved this year as we move forward. We've recommended some great speakers for you to interview, technical people talking about great opportunities. I think we've got 20-some people we'd love for you to interview and promote and do your podcast with. And I think they'll be beneficial to all your attendees. So,
absolutely.
We love that you talk a lot about business, because a lot of tile, in my background, a lot of tile installers have always thought it's easy to be a businessman. I'm going to start my own business and get into it, just to realize it isn't that easy.
Yeah,
it takes time. It takes a lot. And you've been giving them great information. And we're so proud to be part of this program. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate all of you again, and hope you have a great day. And coming up here, it's Thursday. Have a good weekend as well. Enjoy your families and stay safe.
Thanks to you. Bye, everyone.
We're going to batten down the hatches, Luke. We've got a hurricane coming here to Mississippi, so we're battening down the hatches.
Another one? How many is that this year?
Oh, this one's a pretty big one.
Wow.
A little concerned. Wow.
Well, stay safe.
The Gulf Coast has already had 4 of them, right?
God, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was one
crazy world we live in.
Yeah. Okay, everyone. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right, Tile Friends, that was another great interview, roundtable discussion. I really enjoyed getting to know Jim, Bart, and Mark a little bit better and getting some of their insights onto the industry. And I think you all know what to do. If you want to reach out to Jim, do that. His email address will be in the show notes if you're listening to this. I do want to take a minute to thank some of my Patreon sponsors, my Patreon supporters. I'll put a link. It's how you can support me. If this podcast is benefiting you, we do appreciate your support. I want to thank Patrick Fogarty, Anthony Ritz, Robert Davis, Flawless Floors, Jane Calliwart, Jeremy Ward, Kyle Beal, Marcus Aranda, Christopher Mikado, Ian Reynolds, Don Suter, Kevin Welts, Eduardo Martinez, Kevin McCall, Tony Jones, Jordan Barkoff, Matt Larson, Chris Pearson, David Sandana, Justin Petit, Daniel Nielsen, Nick Davies, Joseph Lambert, Chase Twitchell with Flow FX Drains, Richard Waite, for all being Patreon, monthly Patreon members. I am making some special content for my Patreon members that will be exclusive to them. So if you would like to support me, you can do that. Link in the show notes, link on my website, tilemoney.com. And we will get you some content created just for you in a way to thank you as well. And we will have little bonuses throughout the year. I'm working on some really cool stuff. So I appreciate all your support, Tile Friends, and I appreciate you tuning into this podcast. Until next week, friends, stay profitable out there and enjoy your weekends. Enjoy your families. Talk to you soon.